Okay, so let's have a look at secondary research or desk research. So this involves gathering and reviewing existing information that has already been collected by others. So desk research or secondary research. It consists of looking through reports, files, and internet, and is carried out sitting at a computer or a desk. Examples then of desk research include 1, business reports, 2, government publications, 3, the internet, 4, commercial research agencies. So business reports. So a business can use reports created by other organizations to increase their knowledge of competitors or marketers. So competitors' annual report, this information can help the business improve decision making. So you know what their business are doing, you know what your competition are doing. So you can use that information then to adapt your decisions or to adapt your market or adapt your product. So advantages then, many of these reports are available free on charge, so you can do a Google search. But the disadvantage is it can be time consuming to read the report, and not all the information will be relevant. So some information that your competitors have, you might necessarily need that information, so you're kind of going to waste time researching it and reading through it. The second one then, government publications. So these is when the government departments provide information to businesses about the market. And that information is both about the market in Ireland, but also the market abroad, so foreign markets. And they're usually given by the CSO, which stands for the Central Statistics Office. And also Enterprise Ireland reports on export markets. So Enterprise Ireland is all about helping Irish companies export to foreign markets. The advantages of it is that the information will be accurate and it's coming from a reliable source. So it's coming from the government. The disadvantages is that it can be difficult to find these reports as they are published on a wide variety of government websites. So you really need to go onto the government website, know what you're looking for, so it can be hard to find. The third one then is your internet. So everybody's got access to the internet, so you can carry out searches on a search engine, for example, Google. They can also look at websites and social media platforms like Facebook, YouTube, into Instagram, and consumer forums to find out information about the market. Advantages, most of the information is free of charge, so you're not charged for the internet. But the disadvantage is that there's a lot of information out there, and it can be difficult to check the reliable source from that information. And the fourth one then, commercial research agencies. So these are businesses, they conduct market research on different types of topics, for example, MRBI, Red Sea, they'd be 2 big market research agencies in Dublin. And they often use different types of research, for example, telephone and online surveys to gather their data. This information then is sold onto business, and that's how some of the research agencies will make a profit. The advantage is that they provide detailed information, but the disadvantage is they charge for it, so it can be expensive. And the last one then for secondary research or desk research is the media. So looking at newspapers, TV, magazines, they can all provide information to market. So a business can read an article on economics on the likes of the Financial Times online or the Journal when planning the pricing policies for a market. So advantages would be a wide range of information from a range of sources is available, and information the business requires may not be available from the media at the time that you need it. So there mightn't be anything done on it when you're looking for the information, so you're going to have to do it yourself. So there are examples of the secondary or desk research. For example, 1, business reports, 2, government publications, 3, internet, 4, commercial research agencies, and 5, the media.